Good morning, everyone. It's my pleasure to be with you this morning, sharing a little bit about that rooting in our King Jesus, which is the topic that you guys been talking all this month. And it's my pleasure to share with you also that the idea was this morning to be with you. I like to be around people, hugging people, talking to people, smiling with people. And but because this weather, that's the reason that we had to do it this way. Especially that I like to be in with people when I'm sharing, because I like to see the people reaction when I'm talking, and I realize the people they're not understanding what I'm saying. Because English is not my first language, and not even Spanish, even that I speak Spanish well. So Garifuna is my first language. So sometimes when I'm sharing and preaching, so I mix words, and then I realize that I'm speaking in Garifuna, and I like to see the people's face when I'm start talking in Garifuna. But probably that not gonna happen here, even that I'm gonna mix it, but I'm not gonna be able to see your face. Well, let me introduce myself. My name is Omar Guzman. Working with EMM as a catalytic movement in Latin America, helping, talking, and facilitate mission movement from Latin America to different places. Yep, married with Tanya for more than 30 years, 3 children. And so that's who I am. So it's my pleasure to be with you to share very quick about the book of Mark. Speaking about Mark 1, 3, say, listen, a farmer went out to sow his seed. So we can talk about 3 parts here when he started sowing his seed, and we talk about how this seed fell in different parts. And what is a topic about it? We're gonna concentrate more those that want fill in good seed, the good seed. So that that's an area. So sometimes that we have to try to understand a little bit. So those one fell among thorn, those the one fell among a rock, and those about fell in different places that is not a good soil. But let's concentrate ourselves in those that one fell in good soil. So what would be about the good soil? One thing recently I was talking to somebody about when you plant a banana, what is that fruit you're expecting? You say, well, expecting bananas. So how about if when you plant an orange tree? So what is you expecting? So we're expecting orange. So when Jesus started talking about the disciples, so if we've been planted as a disciple, what is Jesus expecting from us? Well, is he expecting to be a disciple? Okay, so that's one of the big problems that we have as a believers. So they talk to us about being a good musicians, good preachers, good servants. But what the Bible is talking to us to be disciples. So how is it that something changed in the way that we've been planted as a servant of God to be a disciple of Jesus? So I want to talk a little bit about also the another verse that I have around here is that the book of John 15, Jesus talked something about in this book that is very interesting for us, so that we have to realize that what is about bear fruit, and how is it that if we are disciples of Jesus, how we can remain in Jesus and how we can bear fruit. So in this book, if you have the opportunity to read it, John 15, 1 to 3 or 5, he say, I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cut off every branch in me that bear no fruit, while every branch that do bear fruit, he result that will be even bear more fruit or be fruitful. You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. Remain me, I also remain you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine and you the branch. If you remain in me and I remain you, you bear much fruit. So in this text that we can see Jesus start talking about no fruit, fruit, fruitful, and much fruit. So the thing is, sometimes we get so happy, enjoy ourselves because we giving some fruit. So, but the Bible is talking about be fruitful and bear more fruit. So being disciples and growing in Christ and being in the church Sunday by Sunday and enjoying worship and listening to the preachers and sharing the gospel sometime and that is remaining. And growing up in the church, most of us that our parents was believers, most of us we had to take the decision to serve Christ and join the church and start participating in the church and past years that and other years, and when we realize we've been 20 years in the church, but we really are connected, but we not bearing fruit. So the reason is that we are a disciple of Christ, but are we really bearing fruit as a disciple of Christ? We really remain in the branch is really reminding in us. Sometimes we talk about the Father God heart. So what is the Father heart? So we can read the Bible and we can realize what is the mission that God allow us to do. First, he say the reason that God loved so more the world that he sent his son. And then when the son, he was living, he gave us the responsibility. He say, go and make disciple all nations. So that's a God heart for us. So yeah, we can remain. We can be a good believers in our church and sharing the relationship and visiting the church every Sunday, serve a little bit. But are we really bearing fruit? Because if I am a disciple of Christ, if I understand what is being disciple, and if I really know that one thing is being disciple, the other thing is how to make disciples. So when we say bearing fruit is about making or reproducing or multiplying. So my discipleship, that not going to reproduce or multiply if I don't see my seed in somebody else that is growing and multiplying. So what kind of fruits that we really bearing within somebody else? I am seeing my fruits in sown another tree? Or I only see my fruit in my own tree? Because if I'm multiplying, if I'm bearing fruit, it's because I start seeing my fruit in somebody else's tree. And I will enjoy seeing my fruit in somebody else's tree, because sometimes I don't even enjoy the fruit in my own tree, but I can enjoy my fruit in somebody else's tree. So we have to understand that about that bearing fruit is about making disciples. That is basically the point is Jesus is telling us. And this verse in John 15 say, no fruits, bear fruit, much fruit, and fruitful. So how many fruits we seeing around? Are we really sharing the gospel? Do I have some disciple? Many years ago, I was doing some teaching and that's a workshop about church planting. And I was the keynote speaker. I was the main speaker for that training about church planting, because in that time I was planting churches from the Garifuna Church in Manhattan that I was sent to plant that church. And then from that church, we started planting a few more churches around the country. And so I was invited to share about planting church without money, because we was planting churches, we don't have no resources, but we was planting churches. So I was invited to do that. And after I finished, after the second day, so there was 2 days, after the second day finished, somebody come to me and asked me this question. Pastor Omar, wow, I appreciate what you share, and that's great. And you multiplying the churches and planting churches. But where's your disciples? I say, and can you repeat the question again? He asked me, where is your disciples? And he looked straight at me. And I can mention to you the name for the person who did that. That's Marvin Lorenzana, that he came all over from Virginia to Allerton, Pennsylvania, just to ask that question to me. And he asked me, where is your disciple? Well, Marvin, I have leaders in the church. I have servants. I always building new leadership in the church. So I do training for leadership. So I have a lot of leaders, and I have associate pastors in the church. I have like 4 associate pastors in the congregation. And he asked me again, are you disciples? He said, well, they are my associate pastors and my leaders in the church. And I'm asking this question to you again, is they are your disciples? And like the happiness that was in my face after teaching and sharing, everybody was greeting me like, hey, great, great teaching, Omar. So that all go off, because Marvin asked me about who's your disciple. So bearing fruit is making disciples. Are we making disciples that make disciples, that make disciples, that multiply themselves in discipling somebody else? So if we say that we remaining in Jesus, so we had to bear fruit. Yeah, we can remain and not bear fruit. Those that remain not bearing fruit, so one day they're going to be cut. That's the Bible say, because we're not bearing fruit. So the encouragement in this teaching about today is that bearing fruit is really about making disciples. When was the last time that you start talking to somebody about being disciple? How is the conversation in the church about being disciple. Yes, we can be a disciple. I can be a good disciple, but I'm not making disciple. I'm not sharing the gospel with somebody else. So the kingdom multiply when we start sharing the gospel, making disciple, that make disciple, that make disciple. And how we can make disciples? So first, we have to share the gospel. Because I cannot make disciples just the people that are already in the church. The people that are already in the church, so we have to start teaching them, practicing with them, and then also telling them to they have to multiply themselves. So I appreciate this congregation, Manjoy. I appreciate Tim and his leadership. That because the church is start engaging in this idea that making disciples bearing more fruit. So Jesus is good, and he's sending us to develop and train and work and talk to people about how we can make disciples. There's some kind of experience that we can talk about recently. Last week, I came from Brazil because my assignment with EMM to train some Mennonite churches in Brasilia. And there was a good group of pastors from one district and come to listen the teaching that we're doing about No Place Left. And then this idea, training and going out to share the gospel. So it's not in our DNA as a Mennonite. Our DNA is that, we receive Christ and being a good disciple and being the church, enjoying the church. So that's how we are. But they don't teach us to go out to share the gospel. And that is not in our DNA as a Mennonite. Sharing with this church in Brazil is that a few pastors, one of the pastors say, Pastor, I like the you teaching, but I never led somebody to Christ. And I've been in the church for 20-something years. So how are you telling us that our responsibility is to share the gospel, let people to Christ and make them disciple, that they can make disciple, they can make disciple? So I say, well, you already received the training, right? She said, yeah. Do you like it? Yes. Okay. So that's fine. You will lead somebody to Christ. She said, never do that. I'm afraid to talk to people. But I say, just practice and we will see. So after that, the second day practicing, so we went out and when she come back, so she start crying. I say, Sister Liz, what happened? And she say, two people give their life to Jesus with me. Just because I share with them, I don't even, you have to use this, and you share with them. I say, so is that good or bad? She say, well, I never see that before. Well, the reason that you never see that before is because you was not talking to people about Christ. So we've been teached to model that people can see us how we live, but that's not good enough. We have to talk to people about Christ. It's not only a conversation, because we like to have conversation with people. Let's have gospel conversation with people. That's bearing fruit. That's bearing fruit. Having gospel conversation, I know it's challenge, I know it's difficult. And there are people that will say, I don't want to hear nothing about this, which is fine. If people say, I don't want to hear nothing about this, fine, it's fine. But there will be somebody who will say, yes, nobody talking to me about the gospel like that in this way. So bearing fruit is having gospel conversation with people. Not gospel conversation with the believers, what we always do in the church. We're always having gospel conversation among us. Let's start doing gospel conversation in the street, in the coffee shop, in the restaurant, wherever we go, we should have gospel conversation. That's really bearing much fruit. What kind of fruit is we bearing? What kind of fruit you bearing? What kind of fruit we bringing back to Jesus? And Jesus is happy with the fruits that we bring him back. If Jesus is happy because we remain him, yes, we remain him. But if is he happy to what we bring him back to him? And Jesus is happy about that. So God is good, and it's my pleasure to share with you this morning. Hopefully that one day I can come and we can see our face, one each other, and smile and have some coffee. May God bless you. In the name of Jesus, amen. Bless everyone.